Ideas and Presentation. Chapter 55. Brainstorm, the Friends and Family Effect. Who knows you better, outside of yourself, than your friends, family, and colleagues? When you are searching for topics or trying to fine-tune a passionate presentation, invest time with the people closest to you. Throw ideas against the wall and see if they stick. Use the close relationships to ensure that the messages you want to convey truly come across as intended. You should not fear feedback because of the comfort in realizing that if this group of people can't provide you with the gift of their honest opinions, then who can? It's impossible to do it alone. I spent the first year and a half after joining Toastmasters practicing my speeches in the car and in front of mirrors. Although both are good tools, they can't compare to the eyes of your spouse or significant other staring back at you. I learned that if I could do it well in front of my wife, then a couple hundred people would be easy. I finally shared a competition speech with my wife right before I got in the car to drive to the competition. The speech typically took 6.5 minutes to perform. For her, I did it in 5 minutes because of my anxiety, since I really wanted to impress her. Within the speech, I had the line, quote, "millions of dogs and cats," unquote. Instead, I said, quote, "millions of dogs and a cat," unquote. We laughed together after the speech. I knew she was a supporter of my public speaking, but didn't realize how much I can rely on her. After I became more comfortable with my dependence on her, I learned to have healthier dialogues regarding subjective feedback. In another speech, I had the line, quote, "my first legal adult beverage," unquote, and my wife said it was too obscure and lacked the punch I wanted. She suggested using, quote, "my first beer," unquote. I fought her on it until a friend suggested the exact same line. Somehow, I had known she was right, but I had refused to listen. I still have some work to do in listening to my wife. I have now become an open book to friends and family, especially to my greatest supporter, my wife.